So in Venezuela, then, your experience there?
Venezuela is one of the neatest countries in the world. It was booming. Lake Maracaibo was unbelievable. You'd have 500, 600, 700 foot of oil sand. You could complete a well and it would flow 15, 20, 30,000 barrels a day. Unbelievable. A lot of the majors that were there were from Tulsa. Sinclair Venezuelan was big. Amerada Hess, Helmerich & Payne was there. It was, I knew a lot of the people there. And I worked on Lake Maracaibo for about 4 or 5 months, and then they had built a lab over in eastern Venezuela, and the manager of it had disappeared, and so they wanted me to go over there and open it up. And so I did. I went to eastern Venezuela, and I spent a year and a half there until they had the revolution in 1959. They had a Presidente named Perez Mendez, and they decided he was a pretty good dictator, really, but they decided to kick him out, and they had a big revolution, and it was a bunch of guys. They nationalized the oil companies, they nationalized the service companies, they nationalized typical, you know, socialism. They could run a company better than you could. And so I moved over to Trinidad, which is an island offshore Venezuela, moved our operation over there and built a lab. And so I was in Venezuela 2 years, in Trinidad 4 years.
So did you make it out of Venezuela with any cash?
Not much, but I saved all of Core Lab's cash for them. I'd met a real good banker in Anaco, Venezuela. And he told me, he said, "Bill, they're going to nationalize our banks. I'm just sure of it. And you better get your money out of here." And so we had a bank account in Caracas. Core Lab did. I didn't have much. I was working for $900 a month. But Core Lab had quite a bit of money. And they had an account in Caracas, one in Maracaibo, and one in Maturin, Venezuela, which was close to Anaco. So I drew all the money out of the bank, all three banks, and I went to Dallas, Texas with a suitcase full of, I think it was 180, maybe 200, that was a lot of money back in then.
How much?
I think it was back like 180,000 or
that
something.
That you had in suitcases?
Yeah. They didn't check you any back then. I go into Dallas and put the suitcase on John Weisenberger's desk, and he said, "What's this, Bill?" I said, "That's our money in Venezuela." And he said, "Well, why is it here?" And so I told him the story. He hadn't even heard about it yet. And sure enough, that very day I was in Dallas, they nationalized all the banks, took
wow.
the money. I mean, Baker Hughes, Schlumberger, Halliburton, everybody lost everything they had. Yeah.
Well, the company should have given you a percentage of that cash.
I was kind of a hero around the office for a day or two.
I bet you were.
Then they sent me back to work.
Right, and to Trinidad.
Yeah.
And you stayed there for a while?
I worked for Core Lab there, and we really were doing quite well for about 2 years. And then they called me and said, "Bill, you know, business is slacked off in Trinidad and everything. We want you to go to Bahrain." And I said, "I don't want to go to Bahrain. I like it here in the islands." And so eventually I said, "Let me buy you out here." And they said, "Well, we don't license. We're all company owned." And I said, "I'll cut you a good deal." I said, "I'll give you 10% of all the core analysis I run, and we'll split 50-50 on mud logging and special core analysis and any special product." And after a while, they said, "Okay." And so I go into the Royal Bank of Canada in Port of Spain, Trinidad, and why they loaned me the money, I'll never know, but they did, and I bought out Core Lab in Trinidad and operated it for over 3 years. And things really came back there, and I made pretty good money. Yeah.
And tell me again what Core Lab did.
They were primarily a reservoir engineering company, and they were probably the best in their field, and which a reservoir engineering company evaluates. If you go out and discover oil, then they evaluate the field for you and let you know approximately how much oil and gas you're going to produce. You know, it's pretty scientific, pretty difficult to do, but they do. And they also had mud logging, which it was a unit you'd set out on the drilling rig, and it would monitor the mud as it come out of the well, and it would also collect cuttings so they could identify what you were drilling through, whether it was sandstone or shale or whatever, you know. And then we did a lot of special work for refineries. We were one of the few companies that could do gas analysis, tell you what part was methane, ethane, you know. And we did a lot of special core analysis where you would evaluate the reservoir in a different way, you know. And so it's pretty complex business, but it was very profitable. After I came back to the United States, Core Lab went public, and I had managed to buy a little stock in it, and it was a very, very good public offering, and they're still public today. Yeah.
So you're still in your 20s when this is happening, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was a big check then when you sold out your part, your half.
Yeah. When I'd been in Trinidad 4 years plus and decided to come back to the States. And there were two really sharp guys down there. Peter Gaffney, he was English, and Ben Klein was an American, and they had started an engineering company, and today it's one of the biggest. And so they kept saying, boy, we'd like to have core analysis in our company. And I said, well, I'll sell it to you. And I worked out a great deal with them. They bought me out. And later on, Peter Gaffney, they were doing a lot of work for the Argentine YPF in Argentina, the government oil company, and he became president of YPF too. I mean, smart, both of them were so smart, and very good engineers. Both of them were engineers, so I couldn't have, when I called Core Lab and said, you know, I want to sell out, and they said, well, yeah, we don't want you selling out, and because we'll buy you back out. And I said, well, listen to my story. And so I even sent Klein and Gaffney to Dallas to interview the big boys, and they said, these guys are great, we'll let you sell out to them. So I did, yeah.